All right. And we are starting off with the news that school service staff are starting to be put on leave due to Bill 94, a secularism bill that expanded the religious symbols bans of Bill 21. Now, the union representing school service staff in the Francophone sector announced last Thursday that the service center in Mille-Îles, which is on Montreal's North Shore, has 12 workers who can no longer work because they wear religious symbols. 8 people were reportedly fired, 4 others resigned. In Laval, about 40 employees are on authorized unpaid leave, and 5 people have resigned, according to reports. Now, at issue is this Bill 94 that came into effect last fall. Across the greater Montreal, there's hundreds of workers that stand to be affected by the bill. It has an effect on new workers and workers who change jobs. Right now, these announcements have been limited to the French sector, but CKUT spoke to Kimberly Watson from the APPA, the union representing administrative staff in the EMSB, that's Montreal's English Language School Board, to see what's coming down the pipeline in English-speaking schools. Here's our conversation. In Montreal, in our English school boards, what's the situation with Bill 94?
The government introduced Bill 94 officially. It was adopted on October 30th of 2025. And what the government decided to do, though, was implement the changes as of the date that they deposited the bill, which was March 19th. So as far as the government is concerned, anyone who was hired or changed jobs as of March 19th or after March 19th, they do not benefit from a grandfather clause, which would enable them to keep wearing their religious symbols and keep their employment. So what they're doing in these French boards, in these French service centers, is contacting the service centers, and they're making the service center contact any employee who either was hired or promoted as of March 19th, and sending them a letter saying that you must either remove your religious symbol and agree to it in writing, or you are officially resigning your position, or they will be fired. Like, it's not, they're not being given the option. They can't just go back to their old position. They're being told, you remove your symbol or you're going to be dismissed. That's what's happening in the French boards. With the English boards, we haven't seen that happen yet. I'm quite sure that the request was made both on the English side and on the French side. However, as you know, the English School Boards Associations, they're all fighting Bill 21, which was the precursor to Bill 94. So they don't feel that the wearing of religious symbols has an impact on the way people do their jobs. So when we approached the employers to find out how this was being implemented on the English side, we were not given a very complete answer, but that's because as of now, we don't believe anyone has been given this ultimatum. I believe it's going to continue with the fight, and our members have not been affected yet, although if it is implemented, we do have several members who will be.
How are your members actually feeling about this, the ones who are going to be affected by the law? I mean, the news has sort of just come out that it's starting to be implemented, but as you said, this bill came into effect back in October. You know, I'm sure there's been some uncertainty. What are you hearing from your members?
We have had a little bit of feedback. There is some concern. They're concerned about their jobs. They're concerned about, you know, what the future holds for them. Will they ever be able to get promoted, or will they be stuck in their job for the rest of their lives? And there's uncertainty, and nobody likes uncertainty. So it has created a certain amount of uneasiness among the members. You know, it's definitely weighing on a few of our members' heads, for sure.
This difference between when the law was tabled and when the law was actually put in place, do you think that there's something there as well of just people being blindsided by the actual date that they're being held to here?
Well, the union stand is that it is unfair to expect people to follow a law retroactively because their choice was taken away from them. Had they known ahead of time that the date would be as of the first date, March 19th, maybe they would have chosen differently. Maybe they would not have taken a promotion. Maybe they would have chosen to work somewhere else. But they made the choices based on the reality at that time. And then all of a sudden things changed and they weren't aware. They weren't told. They were told retroactively. Well, okay, yes, you've been in this position now for a few months, but now you're going to have to follow the rules or your livelihood will be taken from you. And that's where the biggest issue is. You know, like the government passed a law and yes, we all have to obey the laws, even if we are fighting them. But to retroactively pass a law is something that doesn't tend to happen, right? I mean, it's just not the way that laws normally function. And so it's very confusing to the people who've, in all good faith, made their choices for their jobs, for their futures, for their careers, knowing full well that they assumed they would be protected by the grandfather clause, only to find out that the finish line was moved on them to a much earlier date.
I mean, obviously, this is going to have a huge impact on the individuals who are affected by the bill. Taking a step back and looking at the impact on schools, the impact on English school boards, like, what are you guys fearing, not just for your members, but for, I guess, their place in the whole school system?
Well, Bill 94 expanded the ban on religious symbols from teachers to all school staff, including daycare staff. The daycare staff are the lowest paid staff who work directly with students. It works with our young, usually in the elementary schools. They work in the daycare. And we already have a shortage of employees across the whole province in these jobs because they are not very well paid. And they're very demanding jobs. And our fear is that people will lose their jobs and that will just exacerbate the staff shortage that already exists. It is very hard to attract people to these jobs to begin with because the salary isn't very competitive. And it's just going to exacerbate the problem. And the students are going to lose out. There could be interruptions in services. So they, you know, maybe they won't be able to offer daycare services every single day. Maybe they won't be able to offer it as late because of a law that they are retroactively implementing.
And so then you say that probably the English school boards have received these directives from the government. What could be the next steps here? I mean, we don't know yet, you know, what the school boards are going to do, whether they're going to try and fight this or not. If they do start putting people on leave or laying them off, do you guys have any recourse as the union? What's sort of the next steps here?
So I can't speak to what, you know, what the employers are going to do. But if a decision is made to implement these changes that the government has insisted on, and we feel that the rights of our members have been violated, especially those who are not protected, we would be filing grievances and we would be fighting it. We will go to arbitration. We will do what we have to do to fight to protect their rights because we do not feel that it is fair to implement something retroactively without having given the members the chance to make an informed choice.
And we are back live on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. And you just heard Kimberly Watson, the first vice president at the APPA for the EMSB. That's the union representing administrative staff for Montreal's English Language School Board.